Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
It's the Ace and TJ Show.
With a little extra.
With a little extra. Uncensored, unedited, and almost uninterrupted. Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man. The Ace and TJ Show presents the Extra Funny Podcast.
We're still getting a lot of these good-looking honeys sending us messages. I guess they're coming in to the single guys on the Facebook DMs. Like, there's one lady here named Love. L-O-V-E is her name. Hello, how are you doing? And nobody's responded to her yet. Why haven't you responded, Riggins?
That's a good question. I'll get on that.
Hello. I mean, and then Rob was trying to stop all of this.
Buzzkill.
Yeah. These ladies, these foreign ladies just sending us messages and all, looking like damn chat boxes. Hello, happy Thanksgiving. Okay. Oh, here's one who's all sprawled out in her profile picture. Oh, wait, that's Ace's wife.
Sprawled out. That's how I was feeling.
She's not wrong. Wait, it's on there somewhere. I got to find it. But yeah, she's kind of.
That's what I'm saying. Out. It really is there.
Her profile picture, she's kind of sprawled out.
Hello.
We got to see this. We got a message from a woman named Stanley William. How are you doing, too?
I like a woman named Stanley.
Hell yeah. Who doesn't love a woman named Stanley?
I mean, you want to be manhandled. Hell yeah. So I don't know why you just must not want a date, Riggins.
Well,
you're not responding to these ladies.
I'm gonna look now.
By the way, I think Rob goes in and deletes them.
I just got two more of them.
Like they're gonna hurt something being in there.
There goes my future.
These are confidence boosters.
Oh, my bad.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about the ones that say hi, handsome?
Yeah. Don't you guys like that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Makes you like feel like you can conquer the world now?
Yep.
You know what? If I were single and dating on the dating apps and all, like you had that story this morning, Riggins, about that girl waiting on a date that never came and all that. I think a cool line to have if you're a main, when they show up and you're getting to know her at the restaurant or the bar or wherever you are at the coffee place, keep saying that you think she's an AI. I really think you're AI.
You're just too good to be true.
Yeah.
You must be an AI.
Look at you.
Before
just picture perfect, like a damn chat box AI. I ain't being fooled by you.
Before we go any further, are you one of them AIs?
I bet you are, little Miss AI. I remember the days when AI stood for American Idol. Not no more.
Is it still on?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. American Idol. Yeah. It is. Got old Luke Bryan on. Luke Bryan.
Oh, that's right.
And Katy Perry.
Katy Perry Ellis. It's her last name, Katy Perry Ellis.
That commercial she does for the Katy Perry's commercial for the perfume is. Y'all seen that?
All perfume commercials are weird. They have to be. For some reason, they got to be stupid.
She's gorgeous, though. I think she's very, very pretty.
She got pretty eyes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you like those. I mean, I'm more of a, you know. I like red eyes.
Oh.
Red eyes.
Yeah. Aaron, people don't get enough credit. Red-eyed people don't get nearly enough love in this world.
Some people call that bloodshot, but, you know.
Mm-hmm. I just like whenever my eyes are bloodshot, I say they're Christmas eyes because they're green and red. But I mean the actual colored part of the eye being red, not the white part being red.
Like those albino rats? like they have red eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Pink. Pink mm-hmm. eyes. Those are scary.
That is so hot. So nice. Be careful with service people that you're letting into your home. Because I saw a story this morning of a man who has been arrested twice. And this happened in, he's been arrested for two offenses here, but this happened in Polk County, Florida, that has the best sheriff in America. Mr. Sheriff Grady Judd, you know, he's the one that comes out at the press conferences and you know, so plainly spoken and tells it like it is and calls them idiots and all of that stuff. Well, this guy was arrested for allegedly, what he's accused of doing is going, he works for a pest control company, and going in and giving an estimate to, 76-year-old lady about pest control, and he needed to use her restroom. And so he came out and he told her that his zipper was broken and asked her if she would help him with it.
Oh my God.
Hello.
So you can't really expose yourself like that to an unwilling participant. And so she called the police. And come to find out, they say that that's the second time he's been accused of doing that in people's homes.
Both times with old people?
It didn't say how old the lady was in the first offense.
Do you think he knew going in, or did he get in there and think, oh, okay?
That's what I was wondering. Did he plan the whole thing? Yeah. Like he saw her out in the yard or something one day and said, I'm going to go by and see if I can get in there for a free estimate, and then I'm going to make my move.
Hmm. So weird.
And what a waste of a thick head of hair. I'm looking at his mugshot here.
Nice hair.
Now, you got to be proud of what you got, right? If you're going to be, that's your move to try to, get somebody to fall for you. You got to be, hey, can you help me with my zipper?
And I've
accidentally exposed myself.
It's almost like you're banking on that to work.
Yeah.
Like wow, that's impressive. Let me help you with that.
Yeah. You think that that's going to happen in real life. He's 27.
She's 76.
Yeah. His name is Tyler Mountain. So you gotta think that at some point he's asked some girl to climb the mountain.
Come on now. You picture an older person doing that for some reason. I don't know. 27 seems so young to be being so pervy. I picture an older person doing that.
What would your grandmother do, Alex?
No, I don't even like to think.
Does it depend on what he looked like?
Yeah.
Because you said your grandma's Randy.
She's Randy?
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
Feisty, likes to get it on.
Yeah. She's Randy.
Mm-hmm. You've seen Austin Powers.
She likes the sex.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Likes it when they show it to her and stuff.
Ew, stop.
He looks like the kind of guy that would just...
Yeah,
now
he
that
does.
Now that I've seen him.
Why?
He's got kind of a Joker look to him. I mean, he looks like the Joker without makeup on.
I need help with this.
Never a good description.
Mm-hmm. No.
He's got rather a Jokerish look to him.
Yeah.
That's never going to be positive.
No.
How do we assume he said, I need help with my zipper, please?
He does have a good set of hair.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. Excuse me, ma'am. I'm so sorry. My zipper is not working. Can you help me with it? So let's say his zipper is not working. At that point, you got to assume he's got an iPad or something with him if he's walking through the house, you know, trying to figure out how much it's going to cost to control the pests.
Right.
He'd just hold that in front of himself and go, I'm sorry, my zipper is broken.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to come back another day and cover himself with the iPad. Yeah. You know?
Maybe he saw that in a movie and it works in the movie, so he was like, let me try that out in real life.
Well, they're saying that he's 0-for-2 on it. That's what the police are saying, that he's done it twice now.
Yeah.
Twice.
It's like third time's a charm. I saw this on TV. Yeah. I saw it every time.
Yeah. It never fails.
But you got to figure he's never been with a woman, right? If he thinks that's what's going to attract him.
No.
And he's trying it with a 76-year-old.
Yeah, he's just watched way too much internet porn.
Yeah. trying it with a Spirit of 76.
76? I mean, what the hell is wrong with you?
Well, Dolly's 77.
She was wearing that tiny little Cowboys outfit.
Yeah.
And people giving Dolly flack over that. Just shut up.
Yeah. All right. Say it wasn't Dolly Parton. Say it was any other 77-year-old celebrity that still looked, you know, basically was skinny and then had fake boobs and stuff.
Right.
You think people would be more likely to give her crap about it?
No. In that setting, totally fine. Because that's such an iconic part of... the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders are in a way a piece of Americana. So for this one event like that in that setting, totally fine.
I don't know.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying Dolly gets special treatment though because she's so loved by so many people.
I was gonna say Madonna. They gave her so much crap for all of her pictures and her outfits and stuff. Isn't she in her 70s too?
I don't think she's barely 60.
So but they give her a lot, and they make. I mean, they're ruthless on the internet with her.
But Madonna is a dirtbag. She's a terrible person.
But that's what I'm saying. Dolly, they won't because she's so sweet.
She's a good person.
Right. Yeah.
Everybody loves her.
But I think in that setting, it's more of a fun costume. I mean, nobody, Dolly wasn't doing it to be sexual. She was doing it as a, you know, as a funny, check it out. As I'm wearing my Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders outfit. I mean, it could be perceived as sexual or sexy, whatever. So I don't think it's the same. I just think in that setting, it's totally fine.
Yeah, I mean, I like her too, but I just wonder, you know, it's kind of like, you know, the taken into consideration. I'm surprised anybody said anything negative about it because it is Dolly Parton.
Yeah,
she's untouchable, you know, when it comes to that kind of stuff, criticism and whatnot. But I was wondering something watching those games on the Thanksgiving. I don't keep up with NFL, you know, very much like I used to because of political reasons. But I noticed in one of the games that this is gonna trigger some people. But let me put it this way. When my children were little, one of their babysitters was a cheerleader for the Carolina Panthers NFL team. Her name was Miss January. That's not because she was in the Playboy. Her name's actually January. Jan. So Miss Jan, whenever she would come by and keep the children on Friday night or Saturday night, a lot of times would be drinking some sort of a supplement or something she wouldn't eat because she had a weigh-in. And if she weighed more than what was allowed for her to weigh, she didn't get to go out with the girls, you know, and be a cheerleader that Sunday. She would have to sit in the locker room by herself, or the ones who didn't make the weight, meaning they weighed too much, had to sit in there by themselves, according to what she, I believe, is the story. But I know she always had to worry about weigh-ins. I think it was who did Detroit play the other day?
Green Bay.
So it may have been a couple of the Detroit cheerleaders wouldn't have been worried about that, having to do that if they were babysitting my children on a Saturday night. They'd have been eating normally because they would think, I'm in anyway.
Yeah.
It didn't look like they have that same rule anymore. And I'm wondering if they can have that rule with everything being so woke and all. Can you do weigh-ins on women?
I don't know.
I bet you the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders, you know, don't cave to any of those types of things. I bet they still have weigh-ins. And if you're too big one week, you got to sit it out.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that world. You saying Dolly looked fat?
No, I'm saying the cheerleaders in that game looked bigger than they used to.
Really?
Looked like that. Oh. Because having that close connection with an NFL cheerleader, I heard all of the stories about how strict they were with all of that stuff.
Maybe they loosened up some.
That's what I'm wondering.
Yeah.
If they loosened up
Looks good.
And then, you know, because they had to loosen up the uniforms for those big girls.
I don't know. You said that's good?
Yeah.
And I wonder if... No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No. Everybody's got to have
Enjoy
standards.
Some food, man. Enjoy it.
Yeah, do it.
Enjoy eating. Right. You don't have to
but
be then, worried
but
about
But run the chains.
No.
You know, if you want to be part of the game, run the chains. You know? No, I don't care one way or the other. But it is curious, though, as to... Is that a team-by-team basis? Because I didn't see any big Cowboys cheerleaders. None of them were big.
Yeah, I'm trying to find.
They're not part of, like, a league or, like, professional cheerleaders, NFL cheer. They're not part of the NFL, are they?
I think so, yeah.
They are?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So they're mandated by?
I think.
Or are they strictly, like...
I think they're
independent contractors that are hired by teams.
I think they're employed by the teams,
not the league.
Yeah, and yeah. I don't think they're allowed to fraternize with the players.
Sure, they stay to that rule.
Yeah, or keep it on the real.
Mm-hmm. But
because you never hear a story about like a player that ends up marrying the cheerleader from the team. I've never heard of that.
Oh, and we worked with at the radio station in Baton Rouge when we worked there. There was a one of the sales, we call them account executives, who was a Saints cheerleader.
Really?
Mm-hmm. She was tiny, so she never had to, you know, she never talked about worrying about having to weigh in or not.
This says cheerleaders are independent contractors. NFL teams are not required to pay them as salary employees. To compare, the average cheerleader makes significantly less money than an NFL water boy or team mascot.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a job that, you know, that's going to, you know, provide for you full time. I wouldn't think, unless you get a lot, you pick up promotion appearances and things like that. Like if somebody's having some sort of an event and they want to hire the team cheerleaders or mascot and all that stuff.
Less than the mascot. That's,
I know. It's crazy. Yeah. They all have like other jobs.
Yeah. This is different standard pay rates, but it looks like about $150 each game and $50 to $75 per public appearance, which comes to about $22,500 annually.
Yeah, but what about weighing in?
I can't find anything that will say there's a weigh in. Because everything says there is no ideal height or weight.
And the Panthers cheerleaders, I think they're the only team that has a biological man as one of the cheerleaders. And maybe two.
No other teams have guy cheerleaders?
Not like guy cheerleaders, but I think she's trans, right?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, it's not like a guy that's a guy cheerleader.
Mm. It's a guy.
Because they do have that in college and stuff, mm-hmm. I think.
Yeah, it's pretty common.
Yeah, but in the NFL, they don't have any. Panthers are only ones with a guy. Biological guy. I think. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure. But I don't see a weight being a problem with that cheerleader.
Yeah, this just says... A guide to the NFL cheerleaders. Respect the dress code, tattoos and piercing or no. It just says weight control.
Weight control.
What does that mean?
Sounds way stricter than just hopping on the scale. Wait, we're into weight control. Oh, my God.
So this article is from November 19th.
But no, I mean, that could be, you know, less strict. Saying weight is just more generic. I mean, you could control your weight at 15 or 20 pounds over what used to be allowed. I mean, what does that mean? Weight control. Can't wait to eat.
Yeah.
That's what some of them look like. They can't wait to eat.
All this says is...
I got a weight problem.
Yeah.
I can't wait
to eat. While this also applies to NFL players who are all weighed regularly... The strictness of the rule where cheerleaders are concerned is very different. Individuals can be suspended from games for weight gain or even lose their job if the franchise considers the increase to be, quote, a lot of weight, end quote. So it almost sounds as if
it's each team has their
standards. As if they hire them and it's like, okay, this is what we hired you at. Now you've got to stay within a couple of pounds of this. You know what I mean?
I didn't think about the players get weighed. I didn't really think about that. So
yeah, that's completely when you're talking about women.
Yeah, understood. You know, understood.
Telling a woman to step up on the scale, and absolutely, if you're over this much, then you get fired.
Yeah. You're up next, sir. Purr. Get up there, you fat ass. <Yeah. laughs> What? You got to fit in that costume too.
So y'all think that the cheerleaders should make more than a mascot?
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, who gets the crowd more hype? Because that's like the job, right?
And they have to do a lot more than a mascot does. All that choreography and having to learn all those dances all the time.
No, the mascot is an athlete.
And the
mascot makes a lot more, I think, in public appearance money, too.
Yeah.
So.
Mascot makes a lot more public appearances as well.
But, I mean, the cheerleaders, they're rehearsing nonstop. I mean, they put a lot of work into it as well.
Yeah, if the mascot's an athlete, those cheerleaders are athletes.
The mascot is an actual employee of the team, which makes it different. I think they have different rules for compensation.
They're not employees of the team.
They're independent contractors. The cheerleaders are considered independent contractors.
Wouldn't that still make them an employee?
No. Mm-hmm. The rules are different.
Yeah. But a mascot, though, there's only
funnier
one.
Funnier than your average podcast. This is the Extra Funny Podcast, presented by Neogenix. Find out more about Neogenix at acetj.com/Neogenix. More Extra Funny Podcasts next.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Neogenix presents the Extra Funny Podcast. Find out more about Neogenix at acetj.com/Neogenix. Now, Ace and TJ.
We just learned something. After all the years in this business, we learn something new every day. We learn if we don't take the break when we're supposed to at the beginning of Extra Funny, then the machine will take a break for us.
You're done.
Yeah, we should have. We're just talking and forgot to take the break, and the machine said, F you. You going to take a break. You think you ain't going to take a break? You going to take a break. That's what you going to do. We got commercials to run. We got ads. Yeah. We got dang old advertisements, as the English would say. So I guess we determined that it depends on the NFL team as to whether or not they allow hefty cheerleaders.
What? There's a lady here.
Hefty's
that says,
not bad.
Yeah. Hefty?
Hefty, hefty. I mean, they say it like hefty. You know, hefty, hefty, hefty. Like, that's a good thing.
Because it can.
Because what?
Because it can carry a lot of weight. That's why they call it hefty.
Yeah.
It's not a flattering thing to describe a person as hefty.
Oh.
You're quite hefty.
You're hefty.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah, that's what they used to call the pants, husky.
Husky, yeah.
They had boys' pants used to come in, boys' jeans used to come in husky sizes. I guess they don't do that anymore.
But I was just wondering, though, if it's a thing where they've loosened the rules because of it being, quote unquote, offensive and marginalizing, you know, the buzzword marginalized, or because people like bigger women now. It's a style. Yeah. You know, it's a bigger women style. That's all I was wondering. What?
I don't know.
I like the fact that there's a variety. You know, you get a variety pack in your cheerleaders now of the NFL. You know, sometimes you just, you know, you feel like looking at a, you know, a pint size woman with the pom poms. Mm-hmm. And then you will maybe want to look over and go, hey, look, old big girl. You know, and everything in between.
Old big girl.
Diversity.
Something for everybody.
Regans, you don't like old skinny girls.
No, I don't. And I'm so fine if they want to put in a whatever. I mean, it's a private business. They can say you got to look this way, whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't care.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it affects me in no way.
Mm-mm.
But I didn't notice any of the cheerleaders being bigger than others.
I think it was during that stupid, what's his name?
Jack Harlow
performance at the Lions game.
Yeah, they were all in like winter clothing, like parkas and stuff.
Mm.
Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Puffy jackets.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe it was the puffy jackets that threw you off.
No. But, I mean, all of them beautiful, no matter how big they are. You know, I'm not saying it as a negative thing. It was just a policy question that I had, if the policy had changed.
Yeah, it appears that the policy has changed.
Because you see the fat one?
What?
You looking at some big ones?
No, I said I can't find anything that says there's a weight limit anymore.
I thought you found pictures of some cheerleaders. You're like, oh, no. The policy has changed, definitely. This will be great. No.
Terrible.
But you just can't even ask a question when it comes to certain things without people getting all jumpy about it. Because my original point was that the policy used to be, from what I understood it to be, was harsh. Could have been loosened up a little, but then again, you go, how loose do we get it, you know? But I wonder why I never see any of the weigh-ins. You would think that somebody would have put that on the social medias by now.
They probably did it. The Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders had a reality show for mm-hmm. a couple seasons. Yeah. I'm sure they featured that on the show. They right. would have had to.
Yeah. And I bet you they still have it, the weigh-ins sure. and stuff.
So this is something along the same lines, kind of interesting. I was just trying to find out rules about the weigh-ins. But in doing so, I've stumbled across an article that says all the ridiculous rules NFL cheerleaders have to follow. It's from September of this year. For example, they buy their own uniform. They're fined for missing rehearsal. They must sit in a ladylike manner. There are certain ways they're allowed to sit. Their hair has to be one color. Their hair can't be dull. Or they can be benched. They cannot change their appearance. Once they're hired, they're told that without approval from their bosses, you can make no changes to your personal appearance.
Yeah.
Until after the season or whatever.
You know, like show up in week four with a septum ring.
Yeah. They can't use slang.
That's awesome.
They're not allowed to use slang even when they're off duty. So they can't say things like, dude, ain't. Words are strict that are strictly banned. They always have to use utensils. Some, not all teams, but some teams, the rules stipulate they should always have to use utensils when eating and should match the pace of their food consumption to that of their companions.
It's a cotillion.
Yeah.
Never eat with your fingers, even if the food requires it. So chicken strips and burgers off the menu for cheerleaders, unless they're going to cut up a burger while eating in public.
Yeah. So my little friend Jenny would never be able to be a cheerleader.
Yeah.
Because I don't know the last time she's had to use a fork.
And I can't sit ladylike.
Chicken tenders and burritos and burgers.
Yeah. Nails must be maintained, blah, blah, blah.
Did Lindsay ever have to weigh in? When she was a cheerleader for the Bobcats?
I'm sure. So. Well, that's what I was going to say, Riggins. There's a difference. NFL, like football, has cheerleaders. NBA has dancers. They're called dancers, not cheerleaders.
Yeah.
Get it right.
Sorry, Ryan. Welcome to the brokerage.
I've been here.
I don't know. I'm sure they had to weigh in and all that. Yeah.
I thought she said they did have to weigh in.
Yeah. Because we asked her one time, like, I think it was Riggins that looked at her one morning and said, "Damn, when's your weigh in? Yeah. You must not be cheering this week." Isn't that what you said?
Yeah, it's something like that.
More. Ugh.
Yeah. She was very conscious about her weight. So I wonder if they had to weigh in.
I'm conscious about mine too. It's just out of control. Just because you're conscious about it doesn't mean that it's low.
But I thought she said they did, though. I remembered Lindsay saying that they would do the weigh-ins, like everybody in the room. Yeah. Like, okay. Yeah. And you have to go up and get weighed, and they would announce, like, okay, you're good.
And did everybody go, ooh?
Well, if you were overweight and got benched for that game or whatever for that week, it was embarrassing. You had to go sit down.
Yeah, it was.
Go sit down, fatty.
Right, yeah. That's what I was saying earlier. I'm pretty sure that Miss Jan said that she would have to, or whoever it was, would have to sit, you know, in the locker room throughout the game and just wait. Like, you couldn't go home.
They make them
like
sit you couldn't in go the home. Locker room.
I think that's what she said.
To be in the public.
Damn, girl.
Sit in the locker room.
Sit in here and eat if you want to. You got another week before you get another shot. You might as well. Piggy. You might as well get some nachos.
Why are you so hefty?
That's messed up. Sit here and think about how fat you've gotten. Yeah.
And I wonder if any of them got up and they would say, "All right, well, you missed it by a pound. You're too big this week. Hold on, let me go take a dump and let's see if I can. How long do I have?
Take a dump?"
Yeah,
that's what they would say.
No, see, I wonder if they would say,
"Let me go using utensils." Sorry, girls, I got to go take a dump.
No slang.
Let me go. Let's listen. Let me evacuate my colon. See if I make it then.
That's better.
There's more of the Extra Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ Show next.
TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
It's extra and funny. This is the Extra Funny Podcast, presented by Neogenics. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics. Now, Ace and TJ.
Hey, one of the funniest things to me is a chicken suit. I think chicken suits are funny. Not like a laugh out loud kind of funny, but just as a crazy them chickens. And that's why I always use it as a reference. If I want to just seem ridiculous, say that I was wearing a crotchless rubber chicken suit. That makes it even funnier, I think.
Yeah.
But there's a Maine in Georgia, Putnam County, Georgia, who was arrested because he got on some shrooms, they say.
All right.
And put on a chicken suit and start running through the neighborhood, just pounding on people's cars, whether they were parked or driving by. He's just out in the road, just pounding on people's cars with his fist. So a woman called to report that her ex-boyfriend had, quote, basically gone nuts on mushrooms, beating on passing by cars and screaming and hollering at them, end quote.
It's a wonder nobody got out and beat his ass.
So the police, when they got there, hell, he beat on their car, too, when they came up.
Yeah.
He was out of his mind on those shrooms, sure. You know, those wonderful psychedelics that everybody is so fond of nowadays.
Never heard of somebody raging after taking mushrooms.
Well, this fella did. Name's Jason. He's 47, according to these reports.
All right.
And he was wearing what officers described as a, quote, yellow onesie-style pajama outfit meant to resemble a chicken, end quote. So it wasn't a full on chicken costume. It was a, it was, I guess, footed pajamas that looked like a chicken suit. Which, if I weren't so damn hot natured, I would ask for one of those for Christmas. Because I'm telling you, that's got to be funny. A 47 year old man walking around in onesie chicken suit pajamas.
Does it say if they tased him or not?
Yeah, they did.
Because that's my new favorite thing, watching people get tased.
Let's see. Officers called an ambulance and tried to arrest, when they tried to arrest him. He repeatedly asked deputies if they were real or if he was real. After he was taken into custody, he continued to ask the officers if they were real. And, quote, if he was at that time laying in his hammock at home, end quote. Why the chicken suit? Unfortunately, that would have been the question I asked, the officer said. So they don't know why he was wearing a chicken suit. He just was. And I don't blame him. It's even got the thing that comes up over your head with the beak and everything on it. And chicken
That's awesome. Suit
pajama has a necktie with it, the whole thing.
Yep.
A wiry. That's
just funny.
A wiry little fella.
Mm-hmm.
It appears.
Very wiry.
Well, usually you don't go crazy on shrooms like that. It's, if it's a hallucinogenic, aren't you hallucinating that a bunch of shit's going on? You could have a bad trip on it or something?
Could, but you typically don't... lash out and start raging like that. It's more of a mellow experience.
Is it?
Typically, yeah.
Maybe he got a batch that had...
Yeah, laced with something.
He got a bad batch.
Craziness.
He got some meth shrooms. They weren't regular shrooms.
Meth shrooms, yum. That sounds good.
Has anybody else seen the video? Not mushrooms, but the guy was, for his YouTube channel apparently, was in Italy, running over cars. Like he would jump up on the hood of the car and run over the, you know, up the window, down the back of the car, and he did it to a guy in a Ferrari. And when he ran did that car and another one, and then he ran down the street, and then he came jogging back down the street, and he looked like he was going to try to do it again, and the guy that owned the Ferrari saw him coming because he hadn't moved yet. He was still sitting in the car, and when he came out of that car, it caught this kid by surprise, and he cross-bodied him down in the street. And when he went down, he got two clean shots to the face before somebody stopped him. And he was like, and he was yelling something about film it. Car door still open in the middle of traffic. He's got everything stopped. And, and his kid's laying in the street. And he's like, people are like, hey, man, go back, get in your car. Just go away. And he just, and he says something to him and throws his arm out. Like, I'll beat your ass. And he walks back, gets in his car, just drives
off. I don't blame him.
I don't either. Awesome.
In another drug incident, Evansville, Indiana, the story came out of Kentucky. They're close, I guess. Maybe it is Evansville, Kentucky. I've just never heard of it. But there was a guy that was at a traffic stop for a dim license plate. So, if you got things on you or you're doing something illegal, it's always those little things like that that get you pulled over. You know, your license plate, the light on your license plate is too dim. So while they were searching this fella at the traffic stop, they found a small bag of with multiple pills in his right sock. They were blue pills with an M30 mark. I'm sure y'all know what that is. I didn't know until I saw the story, but it frequently means that it contains fentanyl.
Like they know it contains it?
Yeah.
What?
And then another round white bag of pills was also, or several of those were in there. The guy said that was a great explanation. He said the pills were from his aunt. She gave them to him. They're her painkillers because he has a bullet lodged in his spine.
Ooh.
And he said that he thought they were Percocets. My aunt gave me these pills. I thought they were Percocets.
What?
When they asked him why there were two different types of pills, he said his aunt, quote, must have got her medicine mixed up. So They said that, you know, because he's got this back problem, he was saying he couldn't really spread his legs far for them to frisk him and all of that stuff, and said he was walking with a limp. And then finally, after he's walking around, you know, because his back was hurting like Rob, you know, he's all stoved up and stuff. A body scanner allegedly detected a large object.
Oh.
Further search turned up two bags with green leafy substance.
Oregano?
And then after struggling, they were finally able to lower him to the ground, and officers allegedly saw a handgun fall out of his ass.
Fall out of his ass? It just came out.
That's why he was walking funny. He was clenching his butt cheeks together.
With a gun jammed in there.
He just
pulled a gun out.
The little gun in the ass.
That's right.
Later, the
how many times, huh?
A check of the gun revealed that it was not stolen. That's the good thing.
It's my gun.
I can put it in my butt if I want to.
Exactly. My gun in my ass.
Like, yeah. Exactly.
That's, you know, God's holster. That's what that is.
God's holster.
It's my body pocket.
Truly, the poop shoot.
Hey. Alexis, say you met a guy, and he admits to you, yeah, I've had a checkered past. I've had some brushes with the law. And you're like, okay, well, you're not that person anymore and all that. I like you. But then he told you that one time when I was on the wrong side of the law, they were frisking me, and a gun fell out of my ass that I had shoved up in there. Would that change the way you looked at him from that point on?
I need to see this happen.
Would you want to date gun in the ass guy?
I mean, I'm not going to hold it against him. Like, hey, got to do what you got to do, man.
Okay. Well, yeah.
Girl, that's a ride or die. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
she's going to make a great wife.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.